Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today someone I've been looking forward to talking to for a long time because he's from Juneau, Stephen Behnke, who is here visiting his sister.
Correct.
And but more importantly, for me and the purpose of this interview, you have been involved with a kind of a technology that I have been waiting for some time, and that's the electrification of the automobile.
Well, Juneau is a great place to see electric vehicles in action, and we've about the last 5, 6, 7 years, we've gone from 2 or 3 of them to over 200 now.
200
in Juneau, and which is we're adding about at least one a week that's coming into town.
Okay,
and it's been a real fun thing to watch the trend. I held out for a while, but last May, so just about a year ago, I bought my used Nissan Leaf.
Okay,
and have just been absolutely delighted to get off gas or diesel and be able to drive electric. Of course, in Juneau, it's particularly nice because we've got all of our electricity is hydropower.
Right. So, it's relatively nice, low power.
Low cost, about 12 cents a kilowatt hour.
Okay.
Totally green, so don't have to feel like we're contributing to carbon emissions when drive our vehicles. So,
right.
But even more importantly, one of the big driving things has been the fact that these Nissan Leafs have been around long enough that they're often leased down south, and then they come off lease and they buy them up and sell them at pretty reasonable prices. And so a lot of people in Juneau have started getting them down there.
So for those people who are not familiar with the variety of models of electric vehicles that are around, I've done a little bit of research, and my understanding is that the Nissan Leaf is the worldwide best sold all-electric vehicle, maybe 300,000 in all.
I think that's about right, and it is the highest produced. And of course, it's a pretty nice car. It's not top end, but it's well built, and the electric motor gets rid of a lot of unnecessary stuff in a car. So it's solid and quiet, just really, really quiet. And of course, one issue about it is the issue with electric vehicles for a lot of people is the range.
Sure.
So the distance you can drive on a charge in your battery. And so the Nissan Leaf was kind of one of the first really, general availability all electric vehicles, and they have a range of about 90 miles per charge for the ones built between 2011 and this year.
Right.
They're increasing it slightly. I think the later ones are a little more than that. And then I think it's next year they're supposed to move up.
The 2019 model, which may come about at the end of 2018,
right,
is supposed to hit that magic number of 200.
200. Exactly right. So in Juneau, the thing we've got going for us is, of course, we don't have to drive very far. We just don't have a very extensive road system.
Right.
And so that 90 mile range is plenty for most people. They can
you've had it for a year, so you've been through summer and winter. How much of that range vary when you're in the middle of winter and it's cold?
Yeah, it drops down some just due to the cold, but it's not dramatic. But the big difference is is your heater. Because all electric, you got to use electricity to provide heat for the cabin.
Right.
But the nice thing about them, at least the models up so far, is they have heated steering wheels and heated seats.
Whoa.
And you can get by with that. You don't have to turn that, that doesn't use very much electricity compared to the cabin heater. Cabin heater.
Right.
So the range question really comes in there. You turn on the heater and you drop down 10, 20 miles in your range just, you know, just right away. From that. So, but other than that,
How about such things as one of the important features in a vehicle that I have noticed is the ability to defrost. So you don't end up with either fog or something else.
Yeah,
How's that working?
So far, for me, the Leaf has been fine. I'm not quite sure why. It doesn't seem to build up moisture like some other vehicles do inside. But and of course, it's nice if you can. Well, one nice feature is you plug it in and you leave it overnight.
Right.
And you can set them up so that you can preheat the thing while it's still plugged in. So then you can give it a nice shot of heat. My model doesn't do this, but the upper end models all got talk to your phone, so you can start it up and run it from your from inside and preheat it before you unplug it and take off. So that's a really, really nice feature.
Oh yeah, Mike Malefsky here. I'm talking with Steve Behnke, and we're talking about the situation in Juneau, Alaska, regarding electric vehicles, and we've been talking particularly about the Nissan Leaf. You say a couple of hundred electric vehicles in Juneau. What other models besides the Leaf?
We've pretty much got the full range, got the full spectrum. We've got the top-end Tesla. Got a couple of them. Got a Tesla X, at least one, maybe two of those. And I think a couple new of the Tesla 3s have just arrived recently. So we've got kind of a few, 10 or so Teslas at one end.
What about the Chevy Bolt, which is
just have been starting to arrive the last maybe 6 months, a couple months anyway. So I know a couple people who have gotten Chevy Bolts. And that's just really nice because they do have that extra range, that 200-plus mile range.
If you want to drive around and around.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
Well, of course, some people, the nice thing is, you get on our ferry and you go up to Haines or Skagway.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then theoretically, you could get to Whitehorse, Yukon, on that 200-mile charge and – assuming you can charge it in Whitehorse, which I haven't talked to anybody yet, but I think there must be ways to do that in Whitehorse. That opens up whole new realms for Juneau people with that range.
So over the last year that you've had this particular vehicle, what kind of service, if any, have you done other than drive it?
Nothing. Changed the windshield wipers because it came from California and it didn't have very good wipers, and so I put new wipers on it. But that is an issue in Juneau because we don't have a Nissan dealer in town.
So who does service for you? Really?
So there really is no service. But what we've got is a group of people who, kind of a bunch of car nuts who've gotten together, the early adopters, and they kind of went together. And so they've worked out some deals with maintenance people in Seattle, and they've brought guys up a couple times to do warranty work and so forth. And we've worked some deals with some local garages that they'll let them use their equipment. And we now have one guy in town who has the computer and can diagnose. He can't do warranty work. He's not certified, but he can help people out with some of the basics anyway.
But my understanding, and this has been one of the things I think internationally, there was just in South Korea, the head of an automobile workers union that really said the electric car is a death knell for a lot of workers, a lot of aftermarket people, because when you take away all of the complexity of the combustion engine and transmissions and all the rest of this stuff,
it doesn't leave a lot of stuff to worry about. It is surprising. I mean, since I haven't had any issues with it yet, I don't know, but I've heard stories that the brake pads last a long time because it's got regenerative braking, so it doesn't use pads. There's stories from England that people have been using these things for cabs that got 100,000 miles on their brake pads.
Sure,
and No oil changes,
Well, the two things, now that you're talking about the driving and the regenerative braking, which for those listeners who may not be familiar with, what's built in is an ability to do actually two things, as I understand. One, to provide recharging to the battery when you take your foot off and you're slowing down. But secondly, we're talking about maybe a one-foot driving experience. Did it take you any amount of time to get used to that?
Not very long at all. It's really pretty simple and straightforward. Yeah.
So what's that like? Tell the listeners.
Well, it's actually, I'll tell you, I live on a hill. I live up a fairly steep driveway. And in the wintertime, it can be kind of icy and kind of problematic to get up it. But I haven't had any trouble so far with the electric vehicle, partly because you've got such control over your acceleration. You can sit there halfway up the hill,
right?
Give it just a little, you can just totally control the acceleration. The thing will just, the tires will turn as slow as you can.
Right, which is difficult
with a standard transmission or even automatic transmission. It's often very difficult to just get. So it will really, it'll just, you got real a lot of control over the throttle, and it just walks up things. And it's a nice drive. It's quiet. It's real quiet. Actually, the thing I've really noticed about it is it's kind of like when people used to smoke in public. Nowadays you would notice if somebody's been smoking. Well, it's the same thing around internal combustion engines. I smell cars now. And where you just get used to being in this vehicle without fuel around and with no exhaust.
And you start thinking,
gee whiz, these other vehicles around are awfully stinky. So it's an interesting.
So the tires, I mean, this is where the rubber literally hits the road.
Right.
And different kind of tires, I think, would give different performance characteristics. So you have a standard set, or what kind of tires do you have?
Yeah, it came with a standard set of, something like Ecotopia, something that's a high
efficiency
rolling tire, which I've actually replaced with a studless winter tire.
Oh, okay.
In Juneau. And it performs just great. Mm-hmm. It's been real good.
And this is a front-wheel drive?
Front-wheel drive, right.
And is there some kind of traction control or anything, or is it?
There is, yeah, which, yes, I actually don't understand it exactly. It's a typical thing where if it starts to spin, you see a little light come on. It's doing something. It's doing something. So yeah, but I haven't had enough experience yet to.
So do you have another car?
I do. I have a Subaru Forester.
Okay, so you get in one, you get in the other. What's the feeling?
It can be kind of confusing sometimes. We drive the electric as much as we can.
Sure.
So there's periods when the Forester sits there for a long time, and I forget I get in it, and it doesn't have that simple just move the, because the gear shift on the Leaf is just basically forward and back
neutral, right.
Yeah.
And the Subaru line has been very popular here in Alaska for good reason, Forester and the other models. And so I'm thinking, as I look ahead, I've already mentioned that there's a 2019 model coming, and the extensive review that I read about the 2018 said it's a new body style, different than the one you have.
Right.
And people seem to like it. There is a slight increase in range up to maybe 130, who knows, 130 a little bit more. But the only criticism remained that one that said, Why didn't they simply come out with maybe at two price levels? Because if you need a larger battery, you're going to charge more. You could have a larger battery or the smaller one, depending on what you want to do, and you would meet that 200-mile range. Because we're talking to people who are listening here in the Valley, and like me, they probably are saying, okay, But the gold standard is, can I, in the winter, dark, cold winter, can I drive from here into Anchorage, drive around a little bit, come back on one charge? And feel comfortable and be warm. If I can do that,
then you start anything. Well, it sure sounds like the Chevy Bolt and the next generation of the
Nissan are going to be there.
They're the people that I've talked to driving the Bolts have just been delighted with them too. I haven't ridden in one yet.
But, the only comparison that I read about was that what you said about the Nissan interior seems to apply. At least one person in evaluating said the interior of the Nissan Leaf was better than the Bolt. The Bolt was fine vehicle that drove well, all the rest of the stuff. But the Nissan Leaf interior, attention to detail, came off pretty nice.
I think that's what I've heard too. Our city and borough of Juneau is just has just in the process of acquiring a couple of the Bolts. So they're going to some of them for their fleet. So it's kind of an experiment, but they're. Have decided to try it, and there's a lot of fleet, municipal fleets and stuff around the country that are moving to electric vehicles. And the big thing about them is it's
everything,
exactly. But especially the maintenance and they basically just are not going to have to spend nearly what they were on maintenance. And then the fuel that we figure in Juneau with the 12 cents kilowatt hour, it's somewhere between a third and a half the cost of driving, driving a fuel. And and of course, I don't know if your listeners, the other issue about them, of course, is you're charging how you charge them. And most people in Juneau charge them at home.
Sure.
And we have a special rate, actually, that our utility provides. So if you're charging at night, so after 10 o'clock at night, you get half off the price of your electricity.
Whoa.
It means you have to get you have to buy a meter,
sure,
and then that it reads that meter, that special meter.
So for some people, they may be aware that when you charge, you can charge using different kinds of chargers.
Exactly,
you can plug it into a 110,
right,
and go a long, long, long time,
right. About overnight. For me, I basically just plug it. I charge it with 110, and basically just.
So you haven't upped the game to a faster charger.
No. And then you go to the next one's the level 2 charger, which uses 220 volt.
Right.
And then it's about half that. And then you go to level 3, which is the
DC
fast charger, and maybe 30 minutes or so for
but a cost associated with buying those.
Yeah, those are hugely expensive. They're in the 50 grand range to acquire.
Anywhere in Juneau, there's public chargers.
There are. We have about a dozen public chargers.
Wow.
And that was a kind of a collaborative effort. A number of people kind of went together, got some grants. Individual businesses kicked in, and they kind of deliberately spread them around. So they put them out at one out the end of the road, and one up at the ski area, and then a couple downtown in the downtown district. And so they're spread out, so that if somebody is getting close to the range of their vehicle, they can feel comfortable that they'll be able to find a charge.
If someone hasn't already hooked up. Because how many can be charged at one station? Maybe two or
two.
One?
Usually, two. Usually yeah. has two. Yeah, and that's what most of ours are two vehicles. And we have one at the university in Juneau, and that one almost always has 4, 5, 6 cars parked around it, and they kind of take turns moving it to there. It's one of the more popular.
Well, I can believe that.
Yeah.
Well, I know in places down south, California in particular. Been years I've been going and visiting various places and notice, increasing numbers of electric vehicles, more plug-ins everywhere around, specifically for Tesla and fast charge or some other general purpose. And the airports, lines of cars are being charged, et cetera. So,
Well, and we're actually just in the process of getting our first level 3 charger in town.
Oh, really?
We have a guy who has made connections, and he actually got a donation to our local. We have a Juneau Electric Vehicle Association in town.
Okay.
And he got a donation of where they were taking out some used level 3 chargers down south because they were upgrading to new, the best, newest, best. So he got just, you know, a couple of year old, but he got quite a group of them. And so the city is going to install one of them, and then looking for some businesses that will install two more of them. And so those will give us the chance to have that fast charge, which really gives a lot of flexibility. And that would be really useful because we've got people in Juneau who are thinking about cabs and other operations like that. And so having the fast charger would be really helpful for that.
So this has been a fascinating discussion. Mike Molesky, I've been here with Steve Benke, who's visiting from Juneau. We've been talking about electric vehicles in Juneau, and what's happening there is perhaps an example, a precursor of what could happen in other places in Alaska. And that's a good question. Do you know of any? You seem to be, I would put you at maybe almost number one in this game for a variety of reasons. And are you aware of other places in Alaska that have concentrations of electric cars?
Well, there are several in the other Southeast Alaska communities. Sitka has quite a number of them.
Okay.
And, of course, they've got the same. They've got excess hydropower, and so there's quite a number of them in Sitka. Ketchikan has a certain number. I just saw in the news Cordova just got its first leaf, and they have a public charger, apparently, that they've got.
Okay.
So, Gustavus, I don't even know where Gustavus is. It's north of Juneau.
Yeah.
And they've got, I believe it's five or six leafs in a population of about 200, 300.
Right. And, what about Kodiak? Because Kodiak's got that low cost power.
I think Kodiak does have some, but I'm not positive about Kodiak. I think I did hear that Kodiak had some, had acquired some recently.
So, Stephen, if some people wanted to get more information or see what was happening, does your organization have a website or something that
yes,
they can look at?
Yes, I can tell you two different websites. One is I'm involved with a group called Renewable Juneau,
okay,
which promotes electric vehicles, and we promote heat pumps. Those are kind of our big information,
right,
education about both those technologies. And that's renewablejuneau.org would get you to that website. And then the Juneau Electric Vehicle Association, JEVA, J-E-V-A. I actually don't remember the website for that, but it's easy to look up. So
okay,
look up JEVA or Juneau Electric Vehicle Association.
And where we go.
And we also have there's a Facebook page for the Juneau Nissan Leaf Owners Group. And so there's a page, and that's where you can, you know, that's really helpful because
you learn
all the things, all the tricks about how far they'll go and what problems might arise. And so that's been a really, really great resource. And there's probably a couple hundred people
on
that.
So you say you bought yours used off a lease?
Yeah.
Is there any particular place you went to find out about these?
Well, there's several places in Seattle that sell just do that. Yeah, well, it's some of the dealers. There's some dealers in Bellingham and in the Seattle area, and just look up used Leafs.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those are new. They sell new Leafs too.
Right,
but there's at least three or four of them. And then in Juneau, we've actually got a couple people who are importing them. They buy them off auction down south and ship them up
and
on the ferry,
then
and then resell them locally. And,
of course,
and that's been very nice for people who don't want to mess around going down to Seattle and trying to figure stuff out down there.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in and sharing all of that. We have a minute left. Any last comments before we stop talking about leaves?
No, I think that I suspect you're going to start seeing them around here and at Anchorage. Certainly people living in Anchorage could certainly make good use of them. And like you say, the range thing from out here in the valley is they're definitely getting to the point where a person could do it. You just have to do a little more planning and a little more thinking. And that's
well, the Bolt is a breakthrough at a relatively low cost.
Yeah.
And I think the new Leaf, when it hits, the magic of 200, the magic of being within reach as a cost, and relatively low cost electricity.
Not,
you know, we don't reach your levels, but we're pretty good.
Yeah.
And one last question I have to ask. Do you miss going to the gas station?
Not a bit. Not a bit.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in today.
Well, thanks. Fun to talk.
Bye-bye.